If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
One of the high points of global warming is that someday there won't be cunts with snowmobiles around here anymore.
And Tyler Bunch!
No, because I didn't watch any of his matches because he's fucking brown.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 216 of Suplex City Limits for June 2nd, 2019. One foot on the moon, one foot on the grave. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's blowing more smoke than a forest fire. My co-host.
I'm not blowing more smokes than a forest fire up here, that's for sure. You should see my place. You can't see it. There's so much smoke. I'm taller fudge.
He sent me a picture. I'm like, damn, you guys are smoking it up there.
That picture was just in the middle of the day while I'm smoking a joint, just haze everywhere. All you could smell is wood smoke. And then that night, I believe I took another picture just to see the smoke in the streetlights. Dude, I had to go for a drive because I wanted to see how smoky it was. And I couldn't have my high beams on. It was so smoky.
That is fuck.
It was fucking retard. Now, like, the fires aren't far away. Like, they're evacuating people 3 hours away. So, God only knows. Like, this, guys, this could be my last week. Who knows, man? Funny. Who knows? I could get stuck in the ring of fire, man.
There you go. Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Like, favorite, subscribe. Oh, last shit. You subscribe and you get notifications when new episodes drop. Podbean's the fastest one. Shit.
Because we've been very inconsistent on the day that it comes out lately. Friday, Sunday, Saturday.
All of these different shows are the cause. You can also buy a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got 5 designs available. They ship intergalactically. You can donate on our PayPal, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com. Like Deep in Your Snatch, Cody Hatch, and Big Body Sam. You can also become a producer on Patreon. Get yourself a shout out at the start of the show. Like Better Than Festus, Joseph Justice. Caleb, you should see the size of his organ field, Morgan Field. He's not balding, Christopher Spalding. See Money, B-Rad Brad, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of things we don't. Deshaun Better Than Terry Balea. Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Rice Aroni Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. And this week on my plain vanilla Martin corns, just going for a strawberry sauce, just to, you know, just a casual strawberry sauce. You see, he tweeted me this week.
Oh, did he? Did he?
Yeah.
Did he tell you what he would put on his plain vanilla Martin corns?
I don't even. You know, he was talking. I wish I had it here. If I wasn't an idiot, I would have fucking screenshot. I did.
You stoned buffoon.
So, and I never did say thank you for the exciting flavors you make me every week, but the only real flavor is plain vanilla.
You're goddamn right, man. I love plain vanilla. Love it.
Yeah, it makes my commute to work enjoyable. Also, it's great when I'm stuck in traffic with the windows open. What the fuck?
Because you can't have the windows down when you're listening to the show, Jim. Come on now. You know you can't.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Jeez.
Like, people be running you off the road. I'll put a little bit of a salted caramel whisked concoction on mine.
You know? How long can we really do this?
I don't know. Every time you bring it up, I'm just like, on this week on my plain vanilla Martin corns, I'm like, what am I going to use? Fuck, I forgot about this.
I don't think about it ahead of time ever either. So much love to all of you. What is your weed of the week?
My weed is a little nugget known as Bruce Banner.
Oh, shit. You wouldn't like it when it's angry.
This green monster has a hidden strength and features dense nugs that pack the power of very high THC content. It's a powerful strain whose effects come on quickly and strong and tend to settle into a euphoric and creative buzz.
Mm. Yeah. I am up shit crick here, smoking the completely wrong thing. We got Tahoe OG going down over here.
Ooh, this sounds like it's going to give you a little bit of a Mexican flavor. Arriba!
It is the perfect rainy day strain, strong and fast acting. You may not want to use this strain when you're planning to leave the house.
Oh.
Great for those suffering from insomnia, pain, or lack of appetite. Definitely don't have that. Dude, I've been sleeping all weekend. I'd smoke some. It just knocks me out. So.
Sometimes, though, that's what you need. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Features an earthy lemon taste and a phenotype of OG Kush.
Ooh. Mine's an earthy sweetened diesel aroma.
Yeah, I got two different kinds, and I fear that, like, both of them are fucking indicas.
I've decided to go the route of sativa and indica, where, like, I buy a bag of sativa, and I buy a bag of indica. My sativa is my daytime smoke, and my indica is my nighttime smoke. And it's been...
In a perfect world, my friend, in a perfect world.
Yeah. I can't remember what the sativa is that I have. I don't know, mango lemon haze or something like that, I believe. But I decided to go with my hybrid today and just fuck myself.
Well, there you go. We hope you're all fucking yourselves as well. This week on the show, take a look back at NXT TakeOver. We just watched that last night.
Yes.
We will preview some New Japan. Maybe we'll talk about, WWE Blood Money.
I don't know. Are you watching
it? Got all kinds of shit.
I'm not.
Top three, Mark Tank, news, all that shit. So let's get into it as we do always with this week's SCL Top 3 after a word from our sponsor.
You know, ever since college, me and my brother Devon have had a real problem showing mercy. Back then, we showed no mercy in the classroom. And now, the Dudley boys show no mercy in the ring.
So when THQ asked us to be the No Mercy spokesman, we naturally agreed.
Wage war in all new backstage areas, perform vicious double team moves, and show no mercy in the high-flying ladder match. WWF No Mercy for Nintendo 64. It doesn't get any better than this. Rated T.
Suplex City. Limit.
Top. Three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Yeah, all that in an exhale.
Ooh.
Dude, the best wrestling game possibly
ever. No Mercy?
God, it's so good.
You know, I understand it 100%, especially now with all the mods for it, being able to play it on the PC, on like an ROH mod, an AEW mod, a New Japan mod. It's great because the game is still fun to play. Being a PlayStation kid and never owning an N64, I strongly disagree that that's the best wrestling game, but only because of my own nostalgic purposes. My
Here Comes the Pain, right?
Here Comes the Pain is my favorite wrestling game.
That's the big argument, right? Is this Here Comes the Pain, or is it the THQ Aki games from N64?
But... Yeah, like it's definitely not Warzone or Attitude, that's for sure.
Oh, God, fuck no. rather have a hot sauce enema than play fucking Warzone.
You know who loves those stupid fucking games?
Who's that?
My brother.
Travis Fudge?
Yes. What a fucking loser.
I thought maybe it was the lesser known Fudge brother, Todd Fudge.
Todd Fudge? No. Todd Fudge, he lives in the basement, and he's not allowed to play video games. He gets a little too violent, and, you know... I get funny money for taking care of him, so fuck it.
Keep him chained up down there and feed him moldy pancakes under the door.
Yep.
Fudge was a failed creation of the Fudge.
You know those pancakes that Kofi Kingston throws around that nobody eats? I pick them up, and I give them to Todd.
If I ever come back by the Federation, I'm going to be fucking Todd Federation.
Todd Fudge, that'd be so fucking good.
I'm Tyler Fudge, I'm Travis Fudge, and I'm Todd Fudge. Top three this week, all from NXT, because I'm sure there were some better matches in Japan, but dude,
I've heard of some great matches from Japan. But
I hit that Super Junior and just wrestling burnout this week, where I just like, I'll catch up with you guys at the finish, man.
Yeah,
see you there.
I 100%. I decided that, you know, I'm going to vote this week because of all the wrestling and on the Federation. We did a lot of audio this week, and especially with Suplex City Limits side, put two of them together. I was done with wrestling. I did not want to do it anymore this week. So I bought Far Cry 4. I know, real odd. Hey, why buy the fourth one when the fifth one has been out for a long time? Well, I don't know. Far Cry 4 was on for cheap. What can I say? But it's, I've been having a fucking blast.
Yeah, I played through a good portion of that game.
Yeah, well, I got Far Cry 4 and Primal for $20. Like, I'll probably never play Primal, but I mean, $10 or $20 for Far Cry? Fuck.
There you go. Are we doing these in any kind of order?
We'll go Riddle. Let's not blow our load with the main event right away, but yeah. Matt Riddle, Roderick Strong. I will say that the biggest thing that I took out of this is his name for the Cradle Tombstone, which is the Bro Derek. And it immediately made me want to Google up Bo Derek's titties and just beat off in the bathroom.
That is a really big push for Riddle, man. They had him kicking out of everything. I think they're really going to push him up the card here, so, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody really, in my opinion, on that roster more equipped than for a main roster run than Matt Riddle or maybe Adam Cole. I mean, but Matt Riddle just has all the boxes checked. Vince is going to look at Adam Cole and just be like, "What's this midget doing on my TV?"
Oh my God! Don't tempt him with either of those guys. Both of those shows are just like seven people now.
Yeah, it's a hard watch. It's easy to say I probably never watch weekly WWE television ever again.
Yeah, but this match was really good. Riddle sold the back very well throughout the match. I thought it was a really good opener. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it really opened. It kicked the show off great. The crowd was really into it. It goes to show. I don't know. Are they with Roddy losing? I'm sure they're going to put this into the storyline of some way of Undisputed breaking up.
I hope they don't do that.
I hope they don't either. I hope it's one of those things where they get through it because they don't need to break up right now.
Do you see the thing on Twitter? Kind of, it was a joke between Owens and them. Or Owens like put his picture in the middle with all of Undisputed Era, and I was like, "Fuck, dude! I didn't know that I want that, but I kind of want."
Well, you know, when you look at this Undisputed Era, it's basically an ROH stable. You know what I mean? You've got four staples that were just in ROH for years and years and years. You add, you know, what's the one person on their roster? Well, there's three of them, really, that scream ROH. You got Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Daniel Bryan. And you could really swap either one of those in, and it'll work. But, I mean, Kevin Owens seems like a great front man for the Undisputed Era. But, I mean, why do it? You don't really need to.
Yeah, no, I saw it, and I was like, oh, that'd be actually kind of cool.
It would be cool.
These guys, hopefully they don't go up to the main roster, because it'll be a fucking joke. we had that. That was good. The other match would be the four-way tag ladder match.
Yes, which I want to say that I had no expectations going into this match. Because I have been watching weekly NXT television this last couple weeks, so the teams aren't really, like, Forgotten Sons aren't really my thing. But I went on Twitter, and I seen Jim's tweet, "The NXT tag division ain't what it used to be," and I was just like, oh no, the match is going to be horrible. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh shit.
That was before the match. When I watched all of them come down to the ring, and I was just like, man.
Yeah.
They don't have any other tag teams anymore, really, either. Like,
not really, no.
They're all sitting and catering on Mondays and Tuesdays. Speaking of which, I hate the idea of relinquishing titles, like, period. I mean, if the guy's, like, super hurt, obviously, and can't drop it, fine. Yeah. But this was so pointless. They had them come in, and I think that shit's in the belts when they're like, we don't fucking want these things anymore. You know, everybody else can fight over these things. And then it's not like they've done anything. They haven't been on the show in like fucking 2 weeks or something. So what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
No, they could have been there. They could have been on defending them on this show. There's no reason they couldn't.
That's true.
Because Raw and SmackDown are, like I said, they're like seven fucking people on each show.
Yeah, I mean.
So I didn't like that.
And, like, they didn't want War Machine to lose, I'm assuming, but at the same time, they're just going to lose in a couple weeks on the main roster.
I'll fucking have them lose to some heels. Have them lose to a heel team by bullshit means, you know?
Yeah, or be a part of this ladder match and just not be a part of the finish. Whatever.
Exactly.
You know, I thought it was good how, with the ending, they had you feel like the Forgotten Sons were going to win. And they pulled the rug out from under them and had the Street Profits take the win. A team that is not, like, I'm a fan of Montez Ford. I think he's fucking fantastic. Angelo Dawkins can eat my ass. but at the same time, I'm happy to see them as a tag chance because, you know, Montez Ford, he could be.
He's entertaining as fuck.
He is. And if he can get the psychology down and what he should do when, how he should fill up the time in his matches, I think there's no limit to his ceiling because athletically he's gifted as fuck.
That motherfucker goes and does a running front flip over a ladder over the top rope to the floor and Jackson Riker just like, nope, not catching you. He just flat back bumped on the floor. Like holy shit, dude.
I know. That was well, like, to me, I feel too, Jackson Riker fucked up by being too far away. And, like, once Montez Ford started this flip, it was like, oh, shit, I'm too far away. And he tried to get there. No dice.
I liked he came out and Riker gets involved with everything. It's fucking people up. And then they all just team up and stomp him like a narc at a biker rally. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, it's the best way to get him out of there. And they kept him out of there for the rest of the match. Like, you thought, you know, the Forgotten Sons are going to win just because of Riker. And Travis looked at me as soon as...
The crowd hated that shit. They hated the idea. Not even because they're heels, but just like, those guys are fucked. I don't think those dudes are doing shit.
Probably not.
Because, like, the whole crowd was booing, and I don't think it was because, like, oh, these guys are heels. It's like, it's fucking... The weird dude from Assfuck Twins and
somebody you don't know, some Cutler guy, and then I got it. A needs a haircut because he's going bald, and B was a security guard in Impact.
He's looks like he's a roidy motherfucker though.
Oh yeah, there's no way that he's clean. His piss is not clean. What was he in
TNA?
Gunner.
Yeah.
Can you remember Gunner?
I have a hard time.
Eric Bischoff's son. They were Wesley Blake and Gunner. Not Wesley Blake. He looks just like Wesley Blake. That's Tom Pritchard's. I don't know. Either way, one of the garbage competitors from the Aces of Eights.
I should have thought out who he meant. As Jared last night, he was like, great match, wrong team won. I was like, who did you think should win? He never did respond. Lurk, maybe? I certainly didn't mean the Forgotten Sons.
No, I'm sure he doesn't mean the Forgotten Sons. There is something to be said, though. The Street Profits have the title, and they're the baby faces. Where do they go from here? But I wouldn't put it on Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I don't hate it either. I really like Montez Ford. And if you're going to give them the shot, they had them in Evolve doing a tour there for the last few months. They've been off of the radar on NXT television for the foreseeable time being. But now that they're back, I mean, why not? They've proven that they could hold the titles in Evolve. Give him a shot.
They're over his shit. Like, the crowd fucking loved him, loved the finish. I was like, well.
Yeah. I mean, they got
I didn't
got
feel
a good
strongly
gimmick.
About any of the teams involved any fucking way.
Well, no. I mean, you got the obvious case for Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. They can always be champions. Did you notice that at the end of the show, Bobby Fish came out with his arm in a sling?
I did not.
No? I think he hurt himself.
Maybe that's just a good sell or what?
Maybe it's a good sell, but they got the shit kicked out of him. Kyle O'Reilly himself got the shit just mercifully beat out of him by that ladder.
Yeah.
He took the
That was a super fun match, actually.
I think,
well, had the main event not been such a, like, blow-away match, I mean, five-star match, I would say.
Yeah, it was
This
very
was
fun.
Fucking really good. I wouldn't say this was a five-star match, but...
Well, no, oh, no, the last no match easily has to be a five-star match, in my opinion.
Yeah. There you go. And, the last match, Cole Gargano. I had a hard time coming into it. I was like, why am I? I don't really care about this.
Yeah.
I feel like we already saw a 2 out of 3 falls match like last time.
That's
like,
where it
felt
should
over
lead
to me.
Not where it should start.
Well, it just felt over to me, and it felt like they didn't have any other plan or like where they're going yet. So they're just like, well, we'll do that again. I mean, it turned out being awesome, so I have no beef, but coming into it, that's how I felt.
I completely understand it. Johnny Gargano's championship reign too has been a little flat.
A little bit.
It seemed like the crowd really did not want him to leave with that title. They wanted Adam Cole to win. This was Adam Cole's night. The crowd was completely into it. Even just booing Johnny Gargano. I don't know if his storyline is still that crazy asshole.
Well, you watch the shit.
What's that?
Do you watch? I thought you said you watch it every week.
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't anymore.
No, I haven't watched it for the last couple weeks. Like, I'll catch good matches. But for an hour show, it's usually recaps. I mean, like, I don't really feel like it.
No, he's not. I don't think he's playing a heel anymore.
No, I thought that left with the Tommaso Ciampa feud. But, I mean, the crowd is still booing him a little bit. I feel that the NXT really took their time putting the title on him, and they kind of wasted it a little bit. He should have been champion probably 6-7 months ago.
They put it on Cole. I mean, I thought I would have went with Cole winning here, and also O'Reilly and Fish getting the tag belts.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess, you know, this plays up that storyline, though. Cole's the only one that won, right? So it's like, you know, you guys can't get the job done, but I didn't even need you guys. Like, you can even play, like, I tried to get you guys to come help me, and you guys never even came, and I still won.
I was hoping it was going to happen right there when he was waving for someone to come out. I was like, oh, Kevin Owens. No.
I was expecting, because, like, you had that shot where Johnny Gargano stood apron side with the chair, and they were kind of hiding the back of the ring. I assumed they were going to come from the crowd and attack him and not from the back, but they just never came.
So, yeah, great match. I think Cole is champion. Did a good call. Can move on. I really enjoyed it. Other things from this show, though. Did you see when they cut to Stephanie McMahon? She's all waving and shit. Britt Baker's there, just like
giving her the stink
best
eye.
Look ever.
They had no idea either. That's the greatest part of it. Like, they're so far up their own asses, just they're oblivious to it.
And fuck those people standing around them. They're like, yeah, they're cheering.
Yeah.
How do you cheer this fucking broad standing?
I would have a sign and a marker, and I would just write Stephanie McMahon's a cunt. I would be totally down for getting sent out.
Jesus, you know what I mean? She's a cunt.
I'd hold it right next to her face, and I'd look at Britt Baker and be like, this is for you.
It's really shitty. That whole thing is weird. They bring people out, they show them, and then they go backstage again.
Yeah.
I don't get it, dude.
Yeah.
What is the fucking point? Even though I did think that Shawn Michaels and...
Road Dogg?
I thought their little thing with the glasses was pretty fucking funny, actually.
Yeah, I mean, well, you say what you will about them, they're at least a comical bunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, another thing that's kind of telling, no ringside talent thing that they've done. You know?
No, but they did hype up Damian Eccles from the West Memphis 3?
Yeah, Damian Priest. Damian Eccles. The child killer. And now Damian Priest, the rebranded Punishment Martinez, if you don't habla ROH.
Yes, the guy that stands on the apron and does nothing. Better Baron Corbin.
Yeah, better Baron Corbin. He does the fucking Undertaker dive over the top ropes and shit.
Yeah, I mean, we've always said that he's, you know, he's not the greatest wrestler in the world, but he does Baron Corbin better than Baron Corbin. And I assume that this is what he's here for. Like, once they get him ready to go and up on the main roster, Baron Corbin is a figment of our imagination.
Oh, fuck, he's the star of the show, man. He's on the show more than anyone else. It's weird.
How?
Anyway. Huh?
How is he? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand.
Especially when you take into consideration all the shit that he did backstage, where he started questioning shit about concussions, questioned a concussion doctor at a meeting.
Yeah,
in front of everybody.
Just because you're a football player doesn't mean you're smart, bitch.
Like, he's also got some like really shitty politics that go against what most people there, you know, go by. So I don't know. He fucking sucks. But this is going to be like Damian Priest is going to be kind of a dark character, so
I assume
that could
be
interesting.
I assume so. It could be interesting. I'm down for the character. As time went on, Punishment Martinez grew on me. I didn't hate
him
so much.
We really shit on him when we first saw him. I think it was just because he looked so much like Baron Corbin or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, he's got little things about his character that I do like, how he portrays it. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Speaking of relatives of Corbin, his sister Sharon Corbin had a match with Io Shirai.
Little sister. Man. I feel like we started that. And now I go on Twitter, I see everybody talking about how, like, Baron Corbin's sister takes on Io Shirai, and it's like, motherfuckers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I seen it so many times on Twitter last night. And it's like, not even from people that, like, watched the show. And it's like, yo, we started that for sure. I feel like we did.
His bratty little sister, too. She's just like a fucking mouthy little brat because she's got her brother. Yep. I'll get my brother.
He runs the show on the main roster.
Yeah.
I really did like this match, though. I liked how they sold and had Io, doing the comeback, basically the whole match, working without an arm. I thought it was really good. Probably one of the better Shayna Baszler matches that we've seen. I did really like, too, the kind of changing character at the end of the match for Io Shirai, where she just loses her mind and just starts beating the shit out of Shayna Baszler, and the crowd finally used "You Deserve It" in the right fashion.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't go where, like, they're gonna make her a typical heel now either. Like,
I don't think that's
more
of
a, like, badass face, you know.
I think that's I do 100% think that's where they're going, because me and Travis were talking about it as we were watching it, and it's like, you've got Asuka, who has a great character, just being this ass kicking fucking bitch. Then you have when she's in the ring, you still got that character.
Okay.
Kairi Sane, you got the adorable pirate that just, you know, makes you just want to jizz all over the place. And then you got Io Shirai, who really just does nothing. She's a moonsault. You know what I mean?
She's not just a moonsault.
No, but, like, I mean, character wise, there's no character behind her. And now you got her as the badass.
The sky something?
Well, the sky princess. That just means she does moonsaults. Sky pirate. That just means she does fucking moonsaults.
Pirate or princess?
Princess or whatever the fuck. It doesn't even matter. But, like,
I'm such a degenerate that, like, she had, you know, like, the thing hanging off the back of her trunks.
Oh, yeah, she's a furry.
And it just kind of looked like a butt plug with a tail, you know?
Maybe that's what she's into, man.
Like, maybe later I'll jack off to some Japanese porn or something.
Just jack off to Io Shirai.
I need more. I need more. I'm a fucking old man.
Have you seen some of those photos that she done in Japan?
All those Japanese chicks, Asuka, they all did hot ass pictures over there.
They did. Io Shirai.
Thank you, Japan.
Yes, thank you, Japan is right.
Pervs of the world over there.
Pervs of the world right here.
I was hoping Io Shirai would win this match because I don't like Shayna Baszler at all.
For me, I was thinking that she would win just because there's nothing else for Shayna Baszler to do on the roster. What else is she going to do in NXT? She's been champion for 217 days.
Feels like longer than that.
Yeah.
It's her second time with it, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
I feel like it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, like it is. Well, whatever. And then we had Dream versus Breeze was also on here.
Yes, which I thought, you know, they did a really good job at just reminding you why Tyler Breeze was one of the standouts of NXT back in the day.
Yeah, but it was weird, too, because his whole story was like, the whole story coming into the match is like how botched his main run was up there. And it reminded me of shit like, I'm like, oh, fuck him and Summer Rae sitting at ringside and shit. Like, that's fucking bad.
Yeah, it was. You got reminded of all the shit that shouldn't be. And then you got, I'm sure this is like a Triple H storyline where it's like him saying fuck you to the main roster. You know what I mean?
This is NXT 25. There's this big video in the beginning, which I feel like I saw a second or two of Neville. I feel like I did. Anyway.
Maybe.
From a faraway shot. Anyway, it's just like a who's who of people who've been fucked up on the main roster.
Yeah, it's Sorry about that cough right into the mic there.
But it's like all these people that you're like, oh, fuck, Nakamura and Rusev. And like, oh, shit.
Tell me more about how you fucked everything up that I like.
It's literally everybody.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I really like the... I feel like this is a team that, sure, like, right now you don't need to do it, but if you needed a tag team down the road when he loses that North American title, this is a great tag team.
Yeah. I mean,
two gorgeous men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could always be kind of name, like... Two gorgeous men. 2GM.
Come on.
Like, the number... The letter two, or the number two. Yeah, man, I think I'm onto something. Two gorgeous men.
I actually was super into this match because I was happy for Breeze as a dude. You know, it's like, fuck, man. I'm just happy, like, he's going to get... To get out in front of a fucking hot crowd and get to do something and have a real match. And I liked this match, you know. I think it was probably, well, other than the women's match, the weakest one, but I still fucking liked it a lot.
Yeah. No, the show itself was top titty from fucking start to finish.
And the two characters together are just fucking great.
Yeah. 100%.
You know.
Well, was there any match on the pre-show?
I'm sure they recorded something for next week.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. They usually just do hype train, hey?
Excuse me?
They usually just do hype train on these preview shows, I'm assuming. It's only a half hour long.
Oh, the pre-show, I saw a little bit of it. They were just talking and shit, yeah. So. But usually they record a match or two for next week's TV.
Yeah, next week's NXT, which makes next week's NXT completely useless.
Probably a Kushida match if they were smart. Whoa. A Kushida match,
yeah. That would,
like,
yeah.
if he's not on the next takeover, you're fucking doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Who could you do a Kushida with right now? You'd have to put him with a heel.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just want to see if we can get Kushida and Strickland on a takeover at some point. That would be great.
Wouldn't though?
Thanks, Paul. So yeah, overall, you know, overall, really good show. I thought Mauro was on in Fuego the whole show. He was fucking killing it.
Yeah,
Beth Phoenix is not good, but not the worst woman on commentary.
I mean, there's nothing. It's like a lateral move from Percy to her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much. Where is that dude now? Here he leave? Right? Yeah, he quit.
That's right. Who?
Percy, I think he quit.
Oh, maybe. Is that what he did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like, I'm moving on to other shit. I could be wrong, but I believe that's the case. So there you go. That's the top three. / NXT TakeOver 25.
Yeah, bitch.
Recap.
Great show.
So,
great show.
Yeah, really good. So from there, let's move on to the news of the week.
This week in the news, John Moxley says everything we need to know about the WWE and Terry Runnels arrested at an airport. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Who was arrested in an airport?
Terry Reynolds.
For having a gun.
For having a gun. She said she forgot to take it out of her bag after shooting armadillos for her mom.
Fuck off.
I think New Jack is back in her life. That's my opinion.
Shooting armadillos.
Yeah. Or she's very upset that her old flame Dustin is tearing up the wrestling business again.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty good. Is she gonna get in trouble for this or no?
Probably not, no. It kinda makes everything make more sense now though when you see Goldust and old Dakota. Remember Dakota from 1990s WWF television when him and Brian Pillman were fighting over to Dakota and Terry?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
Dakota,
she's hot now, dude.
She was at AEW and everything. It was like you got Dustin, Dakota, Noam Arlena. It's like, oh, she was in jail because this happened on Thursday.
Is that her daughter or what? Yeah,
yeah, that's her daughter.
She's hot if she's 18. But she's not.
Oh, she was like.
Just disregard what
she was three or four in like 96, 97. Maybe five. So, like, she's definitely 18.
Don't make me do math. yeah. Well, that's pretty good. What else we got? Yeah, Moxley Jericho podcast. It's kind of like the big fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, the Moxley even did a Wade Keller podcast that I listened to. Well, the first half of it.
Yeah, I listened to the first half. It was, dude, a lot, right? It's way less provocative than the Jericho one.
Well, you know? and that comes down to, I read that Jon Moxley really is done talking about the WWE. He doesn't want to make life bad for his wife. He wants to talk more about the future. And so, like, there was a couple things, you know, like, I think there's a part two coming out today or something where he talks about the Steve Austin podcast and Brock Lesnar and stuff like that. So there might be a little bit more juice in the last half, but the first half is basically cementing what we already knew.
Yeah, pretty awesome. He didn't say anything that we, as like the hardcore fans, didn't know. We knew all those things. We've all talked about those things.
I mean, well, like, and that's what, when people keep saying too, that this is like akin to the CM Punk podcast. Like, it's no way, in shape or form, akin to the CM Punk podcast, except for a guy just said what he actually felt about WWE. Because for the exact reason that we already knew all these problems. This is this. If anything, this was vindication for Dave Meltzer, if anything. Because I was like, well, now Dean Ambrose is basically telling you exactly what I've been telling you for years, and now you believe him, but you never believe me, essentially.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk right now about the morale. There's a Forbes article this week. The morale is the worst it's ever been.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's something we already knew. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, John Moxley, on the Wade Keller podcast, John Moxley literally just came out and said Vince McMahon doesn't know what the fuck is going on, right?
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't, and it's so true.
We don't know that shit.
The last time Vince McMahon had any creative genius in was the 80s. He completely lucked out with the Attitude Era. The 80s, though, yeah, all him, but...
Not really all him.
Well, I mean, like buying up the companies and making it a global, a global company. That's all him, and that's genius on his part for ruining the wrestling business, but he made his business really good.
The wrestling business is finally kind of coming back around.
Yeah, finally.
What else we got? Well, Jericho and Hangman Page has been announced for All Out.
Yes. I assume that's where they're going to do Moxley and Omega as well.
We'll see. Maybe that's where CM Punk comes back.
No. Maybe. I doubt
it's in
100%.
Chicago. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's gonna, it's like all in all again, over again." You
know? I was just watching some YouTube videos. I think I was watching actually Double or Nothing epilogue, the Nightmare Family guy, and then an auto played a What Culture video, and it was like, a secret you may have missed in Double or Nothing's reveal of All Out, and it was like, they're talking about the Chicago Stars that were on the photo, and it's like, that means CM Punk's coming back. It's like, motherfucker, no, that's the flag for Chicago, you dumb son of a bitch. Like, fuck. Like, I know you're over in the UK.
There's a lot of dumb shit this week.
Yeah. Oh, everything is dumb shit because everybody's reaching for everything. Everybody wants CM Punk to come back so goddamn bad that they're just able to fool themselves in their own mind.
Not even that. Just in general, like the wrestling community right now, I just can't even fucking do it, man.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, this week I was just like, I'm fucking exhausted by just all the bullshit, man. So much bullshit. Fuck you, Rod Raw. Fuck you, AEW. I don't give a shit, dude. I just can't even deal with it.
I'm not in this to get into those arguments on Twitter. I'm not going to. Like, if anybody tried to get me into that argument, I'm just going to not respond, and if you keep on, I'm just going to block you. Because it's pointless. Like, what are we doing comparing these two shows? You know what I mean? Like, WWE's better than AEW. AEW's better than WWE. You like WWE, won't you? Just keep watching your fucking WWE.
Stick around for Mark Tank, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I've got like 2 weeks worth of Mark Tank.
Yeah, we didn't get the Mark Tank last week, eh?
Yeah.
Before we leave the Jon Moxley bit here, because this is what most people want to hear about anyways. Did you hear about his revelation on why EC3 hasn't been pushed? Or like, did you catch that? Like, the fact that EC3 couldn't get Jon Moxley booed is why EC3 has not been seen on TV. And then EC3 decided to tweet out something along the lines of, like, thank you, feelings mutual, good luck or something like that. I was like, oh.
Dude, who in the fucking right mind is going to like put that guy out there as like a cold baby face? Why would Vince? He cheer this guy?
Vince?
Who in their right mind would cheer this motherfucking guy?
Nobody. Are you out of nobody. Your mind? Nobody in the right mind.
This handsome, like, cartoonishly muscle-bound dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like, fuck this guy. Whoever he is, I don't care what his deal is. Like, tan, in-shape motherfucker. You know?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Kind of dude like your girlfriend would fucking leave you for.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
You just like gorilla fucks her and shit.
I wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I get it. 100%.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there's a lot of good shit there. I'm sure everyone's listened to it. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure everybody's listened to it as well. It's, you know, it's what everybody's been saying for months, if not years. And
it's nice to get that vindication, though. Yeah, it's nice to, like,
it is.
Okay, we're not fucking crazy here.
Yeah, it's nice to know I've been on the right side this whole time. And it's like, what I believe to be true was true. So.
Yeah.
What about Sick Nick Mondo producing the Time's Up video and the Prison Break video for Moxley?
Yeah, that's cool,
that's
man.
That's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
It's especially cool because it doesn't cut to random fucking Bible verses and shit. You motherfucker.
Like his documentary on Amazon?
Fuck off, man. It's like, that doc could be cool. Can I get it? Like, somebody re-edit that thing and cut out all the stupid fucking Jesus Christ-y shit. And
it'd be Jesus good. Christ-y shit.
You've seen it, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I turned it off, actually, when I got enough of that.
Are you saying you're Christ? Like, I don't even know what the fuck...
Like I believe that Sick Nick Mondo as a character would believe he's Jesus Christ for a bit, because he's Sick Nick Mondo. But I mean, fuck.
He did a hell
really
of a job.
Did you really have to go Joaquin Phoenix on it? Fuck.
Yeah. He did a hell of a job. He had an interview too on Busted Open.
Oh, did he? I actually, you know what? I want to say that's a show that I've been getting into a bit lately. Is Busted Open?
It's only on Sirius though. So.
Well, yeah, but like, it's on YouTube.
Some clips, I guess.
Yeah,
it's hosted by different people. Like, I like the Mark Henry ones.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Fuck Bubba, but the Mark Henry stuff is great. I love Mark Henry.
Agree.
I would call Mark
really
Henry
like Mark
to death.
Henry a lot from that. He's a great interviewer.
Yeah,
somehow
he's got great questions.
Yeah,
and then he just blows out a food question every now and then. So, fuck yeah, Mark, pretty fat guy at heart. Love you.
Yeah. Also, I guess when we're talking about Moxley, this week in New Japan, the finals of the Super Juniors.
Yes.
Moxley and Juice, that was announced since we last recorded too. So
that's gonna be fun. Like, I don't expect it to be some kind of blowaway match. But at the same time though, it's anybody that doubts John Moxley. We'll look at this match, and we all should look at this match and be like, okay, if he can have a good match here, will he have a good match? But, like, it is Juice Robinson. But, I mean, Juice Robinson is a lot different than he used to be. He's a really good performer. So I think it should be a fun match. Should be, you know, I assume he's going to have a lot of fire being his first New Japan match.
How's this gonna work, dude? He's gonna Juice is gonna go over on him?
No, of course not. Moxley's gonna win, and then Moxley's gonna go into the G1. It's obvious, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because Moxley mentioned in the Jericho interview that he wanted to do things that were uncomfortable and could push his limits. What in the fucking wrestling world is the most uncomfortable thing to do? The G1.
You think he wins and goes in G1, or he loses and goes?
I think he wins the title, goes into the G1. I think, and then you'll have somebody beat him during the tournament that'll lead to a match.
It's gonna be fucking bizarre, dude.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what he does in a G1. Like, it hasn't been announced, but I'm just assuming that's how it's gonna go.
That's gonna be fucking bonkers, man.
Yeah, I agree.
So weird.
You know what, though, we've been asking for new names into the G1 for years because this G1 has not changed. And now we got it. You know, something had to replace Kenny Omega.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of looking at it, right? But yeah, it's so funny how that dude went from just this terrible character to one little, like, 30-second video. And this guy, like, fuck, this guy's awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, showing up at All or Double or Nothing. Sorry. as a badass, cutting that one take off the cuff promo afterwards.
Did you hear that he cut two more promos after that? Because like the Joey Janela thing was directly after it, and then there was another 30-second clip apparently that hasn't been released that he recorded after that. And I was like, come on. So easy.
Yeah. Oh, that promo was fucking good as shit too.
Oh, yeah.
And real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big part of his thing on that podcast too, is talking about, you know, doing your own promos and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Travis were bantering back and forth there about it. That promo is a really good promo, but I feel that they're taking the wrong line from that promo and running with it, like knocking down the pillars of the industry. Like, sure, it's a great fucking line, but to me, the overall encumbrance of the whole promo is Dean Moxley is looking for his soul. You know what I mean? Like, he's out here trying to get himself back. And I think it tells a lot where it's going to go forward. And I can't wait. I think it's an exciting time for wrestling. I've never been a huge Dean Ambrose fan, but coming off of that Jericho podcast and the Wade Keller podcast, I think there's a reason why I haven't been a Dean Ambrose fan, and that's Vince McMahon. So we'll see.
You got that card, Best of the Super Junior Finals is on the 5th at 5:30 a.m. Eastern. Tanahashi versus Jay White. Juice Robinson defends the United States Heavyweight Championship against Moxley. And you have the Best of the Super Juniors Final, which is Shingo Takagi versus TBD.
Well, I mean,
because we
obviously
have one
we'll
more
Osprey.
Super Juniors show. Well,
it's going to be Osprey because you got Taguchi and Osprey in the main event of the B Block Finals, which is the 3rd. And winner goes to the finals. So it's going to be Will Ospreay. I can't see it being Taguchi. Shingo. Unless they want to continue this Shingo winning streak. And it's much easier to have him beat Taguchi than it is Ospreay. Because Ospreay is kind of a main eventer now. You know what I mean? Or a heavyweight.
Shingo should be.
I mean, we can talk about this till cows come home. Shingo ain't going to be a heavyweight. Not yet, anyway.
He is a heavyweight, dude.
Well, I mean, like, in the eyes of New Japan. Just because
he's guy in the juniors that I think a lot of people look at and go, this guy's not a junior.
Well, I mean,
if there is a guy who could move up easily, to me, it's him.
I understand what you're saying, but like, at the same time, he's an outsider to New Japan. He's not one of their bred guys. They're not going to just... He's also very short. I think if you were to put him next to Okada, I think he's dwarfed, and that's probably the reason why he's in the junior division.
Okay.
I'm just trying to explain it the best way I know how, using devil's advocate.
I feel you.
I love being devil's advocate. I'll make myself look wrong most of the time just by being devil's advocate.
I don't know. And after TakeOver, they announced that NXT as a UK has a takeover show the same day as
it actually Dublin. Runs the same time as New Japan in London.
Yeah, right. And they're like, oh, Triple H last night. He's like, oh, this has been booked since WrestleMania. This is nothing to, like, come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, silly. I get it. Don't draw any more attention to, because it probably wasn't Triple H's idea to have Sami Zayn yell AEW on Raw.
Oh, dude. Did you see their internet search minute by minute on that?
It looks good on them. It looks fucking good on them. Because, like we were talking about, the Cody Rhodes and the throne thing, they won. They won that exchange. Cody Rhodes hit the throne. Vince McMahon's like, well, let's put fucking AEW on our TV show. And they won that because they got WWE to talk about it. This is exactly what we were talking about.
Maybe in 25 years, they'll be watching some documentary. And instead of, like, just how they pivot the WCW, that'll put asses in seats, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah. It really is. Except there wasn't a TV show to turn on to. It was just Google searches of people finding out about this amazing show on Saturday. Apparently,
Why would you tell all the idiots who watch the show? Now, granted, some of them obviously watched AEW, but why would you tell the other ones about it?
I don't know. To me...
Because I could see it being pretty easy to not be aware it's a thing. If you're not on social media and shit, you just watch TV, you watch WWE, you probably didn't know it was even a thing.
100%, because, like, I mean, Twitter's a bubble. It's not a take on everything. It's a pocket, and not everybody's going to know about it. I'm sure advertising AEW on basketball and TNT helped, for sure. But not everybody knows about it. Like, this is the thing, though, Jim. Like, keeping on the AEW portion, I mean, it was announced that they did 98,000 buys for Double or Nothing. Now, a lot of people are just like, that's a fucking low number. What a shitty number. It's like, motherfuckers don't realize that this is a company without TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't have a cable television system pushing them down, you know, just showing everybody, like, hey, every Monday, Tuesday, fucking Thursday night, whatever, we got a pay-per-view this weekend. You ain't get 98,000.
There was a commercial.
Well, a commercial.
Not even a commercial, just a mention and a graphic during an NBA game.
Right, exactly. And that's all they really had. And they had their YouTube channels and shit like that. So, I mean, 98,000 buys, in my opinion, it almost doubled All In. It was bigger than the last UFC pay-per-view that was out there. But, of course, that was the first one on ESPN, but still. It did better than that one did. I think this just goes to show that the expensive price point didn't do a goddamn thing. Like, it was fine. People still bought it.
I think a lot of people didn't buy it. I mean,
how many more people do you think you had? You know, the wrestling industry has proven over time that when you raise prices, you get more buys. It happened in the Attitude Era. It's the reason why the WWF stopped losing $6 million a year, was they raised the pay-per-view prices. They sold more pay-per-views.
If AEW is going to do four a year, which is what they say, four shows a year at $50, and every one of them, like, you walk away going, that was a fucking good show, just like you did with, you know, with the last one, then I'm fine with it, man.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I don't want
if you
to
don't
see
do
fight
that
for
a
fall.
While, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, now we're doing them every month for $50 or something. Yeah. Like, fuck.
I understand.
You know
that.
How these fuckers are.
Well, see, this is what I assume is until they get enough to have some kind of streaming platform, I assume that they're going to be doing this pay per view business kind of deal. But, like, I assume once they get a good year under their belt or something, they got enough to put on a streaming service. You'll probably get some sort of streaming service. But, like, I assume Fight for the Fallen and like, I assume Fighter Fest is going to be, like, $19. I assume Fight for the Fallen might be $39. You know what I mean? All Out's probably going to be $50 or $59 again. But, I mean, whatever. It was it $49.99 here in Canada? On pay-per-view.
I guess, man. We'll see. I was hoping that Fighter Fest one would just be fucking free online.
Yeah, it's
YouTube
definitely not going to be, though. I don't think it's going to be, though. Jon Moxley's first match in North America.
That goes against what they were saying about four pay-per-views a year, then.
Well, I mean, four big pay-per-views. But, I mean,
they're going to do other ones, too?
Well, like, they got no TV right now, Jim. You know what I mean? They got to hype up something somehow. So they got to keep on having these shows where people come back. And they got to make money off them. I mean, they are a wrestling business. They can't just lose and hemorrhage money left, right, and center. But, like, you take a show like Fighter Festival, you got the return of Jon Moxley. You can't not have that paid for. You can't. That's a stupid business move. You got the first one, right? Like, you got to have people pay for this. Whether it's only $9.99 or $10.99, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't really make a roll of beans. Unless this becomes the exact same CEO show. Unless this becomes the exact same CEO show from last year, where it's only three matches and it's garbage production, then, sure, it should have been free. But
takeaway from that for me was a roll of beans. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But I do know that day is going to be sweet because the one's in the UK and it's before. It's before All Out. So we're going to get you watch that, then watch the fucking be all day shit.
It's going to be a great day of wrestling. Now,
is that New Japan London show like a real show, or is it just like a fucking bullshit one?
There's 6,000 people in that building.
Yeah. So it'll have like big matches and shit.
It should. It should.
A New Japan World?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I assume, like, when you look at it, this is the only time that WWE has ever put themselves in a position to be the smallest show. Because, like, All Out might have more than the UK crowd in their building. Or, yeah, All Out definitely will have more than the UK crowd in their building. And New Japan will, too. So WWE is going to come off looking like small fish when you look on the surface.
Mm. And then, the fuck, too, you got a... They got a... New Japan has a Dominion on the 9th. So they got this one finals coming up here in a few days, and then, like, 4 days later...
Yes.
It's going to be this. Okada, Jericho, Ibushi, Naito... Ishii and Taichi. That's the labor down so far, but still.
Well, Jericho, you're going to have
Okada. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good match, of course, because Okada can't have a bad match. Okada had a great match with Fat Fuck Fale. He's going to have a great match with Chris Jericho.
And just, I don't even know anymore. Like, I don't know. Who knows with this shit? Like, they could put it on fucking Jericho.
They could. They could. There's no reason. Can you imagine Jericho being the first ever AEW champion as well as being the IWGP champion?
That's insane, dude. Like, what a fucking 2019 he's having. 1 week headlining this show with Omega, but next week going for the IWGP with Okada.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
Yep. No, it is. It is. It is crazy.
Like, when you think about, like, just put that in the past, like, somebody headlining an American pay-per-view, you know, a WCW, and then doing that like the next week. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, 100%. We're living in a strange time right now where wrestling is more, not scandalous, because wrestling has had scandal way bigger than this for years. But, I don't know. Just like there's more stakes to it. Everything seems more exciting. The characters outside of WWE are fresh. I don't know. It's an exciting time.
Breaking news. I smoked way too much, dude. Good. I just sat here and just like kept roasting it while you're talking, and like, dude,
I did go on a fucking rant, didn't I, for a little while?
Now I'm out of my fucking mind.
That's good. Holy That's shit. Good. You know, luckily, good. There's not much left into the news, so you've lucked out on that. Sasha and Vince apparently had a meeting on May 23rd. It was noted that things are said to be a lot better between Banks and the company, and she might return to the TV sometime this summer.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, well, she has to. What's she going to do? Sit out and never work again?
I don't know how long she has to sit out for. Do we know that?
I believe there was a couple years left to her contract.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right? Well, like, see, and that's the thing. She'd sit out for a couple years, but WWE doesn't have to release her. They could be like, hey, you still got 2 years left to our contract. You'll never work again.
Yeah. Our best bet is just to go back to fucking work. Deal with whatever you can. And
it really is. Like, all these people saying that the Sasha situation is the same as Moxley's situation. Like, you guys are... I've never worked a job in your life, have you? John Moxley is the guy that took the shit, collected his paycheck, and then left when he could. Sasha Banks is the
people
person.
People shit on him for that, dude.
Well,
people,
I mean,
shit on him for that.
People are going to shit on him for everything. You know, the WWE fanboys, they're upset that he left the WWE. They're hurt. So they got to take it out somehow. But, like, Sasha is the shitty person that is complaining all the time for no reason, that everybody talks about at work for being a little bitch, and then just shows her true colors.
You think that's the deal?
What, like, that she's just being a moody bitch? Of course.
No, I'm just like, I'm kind of behind. I don't know. I kind of side with her, man. I kind of
You side with her, but there's a way to do it right, and there's a way to do it wrong. She's doing it wrong. She has a husband that works backstage that's easily, like, expendable. He's a fucking seamstress. Well, guess what? Who can we fire first, Sasha or the seamstress? The seamstress.
You can't fire the reigning up, up, down, down champion.
Oh, like, yes, you can. But, like, at the same time, like, you got that, like, Dean at least looked out for his wife and didn't want to burn any bridges that way. You got Sasha, who, I mean, if the story is true that they had a fit and lid down on the floor, somebody should have fucking bakakied her and walked away. You know what I mean? Cause, like,
no one said that was. There's no... Any of the people there have not said it. I don't believe that.
No, they might not have. But still, at the same time, you lost the title, so you're just going to go home? Come on. At least Pac, at least Pac had a reason. They fucked him out of his WrestleMania money.
I don't know. I mean, I get it, though. It sucks working there. And, like, you think you're like, oh, fuck, I got to go do this for, like, years yet.
Yeah. But, like, at the same time, like, Sasha just re-upped her contract at least a year ago or something like that.
And not too.
Did you not know that this place was fucked at that point in time? Did it take AEW being?
They sign any fucking kind of contracts. You know?
Like, I don't know. To me, I just don't understand. Like, what did you expect was going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, what do you expect is going to happen on the main roster? Why would you re-sign? Just fucking leave. But, like, at the same time, like right now, it's not the right time. Like, Luke Harper's not going to get out of his contract. The Revival's not going to get out of theirs. Sasha Banks is not going to get out of hers. So just go to work. Let them fucking, because they're either going to bury you or not use you at all. So, like, you can't be benefited from it. So, like, just bide your time. Do your shit. Get out when you can and make your character and your name known elsewhere then. And at the, for the meantime, though, just, man, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
This is coming from a guy that just walked out of his job one day, so fuck. Who am I to talk?
Just recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have put in the right way. Would have put in your 2 weeks,
right? I didn't. I just.
I'm glad you brought that up. So. Joey Ryan announces he's staying on the independent wrestling scene.
Yes, he released a new shirt. Instead of farewell to the indies, it's crossed out and says return to the indies.
Fucking weird. What do you think the deal is with that?
I think he doesn't want to just become a trainer yet in the WWE, and I feel like AEW, which they should, not want to use his dick character on TV, and so he's gonna, because you got Turner and everybody's talking about like this sports feel, realistic feel. You can't have somebody do a U-pornplex. You can't. That's just assaulting to people's intelligence. So I feel like
the whole Battle Royal was full of fucking weird nut shit that went against that whole idea.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that changes once the television starts, and we'll see. But I mean, whatever.
He doesn't need to do that. Can he still do the other shit?
I'm sure, like, he could, but I think
Underground, he was, you know, he didn't do that move either. But
no, I mean, but he was far less in Lucha Underground than he was in the indies. You know what I mean? He didn't stand out as like all I remember him doing on Lucha Underground was handcuffing himself to a railing. That's it. That's all I remember him doing.
And he had all kinds of matches.
Kinds of matches. That's all I remember from it, though. Nothing was memorable.
But he did the fucking, he does kind of the modern Rick Rude sort of grimy fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I like all that shit. That's why I like the guy. It's not like the fucking Mewporn Plex or anything.
No, but I mean, like, that's his shtick, though. And that's probably why he's not there.
I mean, it's weird.
And in my opinion, anyways, like, fuck, I'm not the smartest person in the world. That could be 100% wrong.
He'll keep doing bar wrestling and shit.
Well, that's probably a part of the reason why, too. You know, that he wants to, because he's his own boss right now. He's 38 years old. He can go be a WWE trainer at 44. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter.
Shout out to our boy, Evil Evan, wearing a Suplex City Limits shirt at the last bar wrestling show this weekend.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir. Love your evil shoulders, Evil Evan.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't know if there was any other news, really.
Let's see here.
Talk about it last week. The Wrestlers. I've been watching that. You've been watching this?
So good. I mean, like, I have been a fan of Damon Abrams for years. So, like, I'll eat up anything he does. This band Fucked Up is great. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not.
No.
They're a post-hardcore type band. They use a lot of melodies, though, in their instruments. But, like, he screams the fuck out of it. I'll end the show on a fucked up song. How about that?
There you go.
But the Wrestlers themselves, great story with MVP of a guy that's about ready to retire. I thought it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. You kind of, like, some of those people, a lot of it's like so out of date now, it kind of sucks.
But it kind of is from, cool like, to see, though. You know what I mean? Like, you've got guys that are on WWE television right now all over this TV. Like, next week, we've got Toni Storm and Io Shirai and Xia Brookside. Three people that are in WWE being focused on that show. So
in Japan next week, right?
Yeah, he visits Stardom. He goes to the owner of Stardom's house. And yeah, they're starting the international versions. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it a lot. I thought that one guy I kind of liked, that Fred Yehi guy or whatever.
Fred
Yehi, whatever. I thought it was really, I liked him. Who else was on there? Austin Theory's mom was kind of decent looking for an older lady.
Austin Theory kind of reminded me of like a Ryan Sheckler fuck.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I mean, that's not like the kind of dude that I'm going to be into, but I could see people being, you know, he's like, oh, I'm straight edge and in shape and fucking, and they're like, oh, that's, no, that's cool, dude.
Yeah, cool, man, you're a heel. That's exactly what you are. That shouldn't be your...
Exactly. Right? Right? Yeah. That's a heel straight move. Edge people are... Straight edge people are heels to me, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, but Darby Allin came off like a fucking $1 million in that episode.
Mm. Yeah, there was a lot of people who looked pretty good in there. And that was really good. Look forward to seeing more of that. But yeah, that's all I got for the news, man.
Rachel Evers was hit by a drunk driver this week.
Yeah.
She didn't die, but I mean, she was hit.
That was a little fucking, a little overdramatic, dude. She's like... First, I'm okay. I got hit by a drunk driver. Here's a picture of him I took. She like ran after the fucking guy and took a picture of him.
Well, I mean, it was a hit and run. So, I mean,
I know, but I mean, it. She was very like, and then she's like, "Oh, with everything that happened this week, I'm like, you weren't hurt. I don't think it was a serious situation." No. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just being a fucking asshole.
Still not a great thing to be hit by a drunk driver.
Well, I know, but it seemed over the top to me. That's my point.
I mean, if you look at it one way, she could have gotten killed.
I mean, if a dude hits, I mean, if his car was still good enough to drive away and she was okay enough to get out and run after his car and get a picture of him through the window.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying she took a picture of his license plate. Like, she has a picture, like, in the fucking window.
I did see that. Now, I will say this, though, Jim. I have a butt. Actually, I have a cousin. We were drinking one night when I was in high school. Admittedly, he should have not been where he was. But we were at a cabin, and we're on the side of the, like, not a highway, but just the two-lane road that goes from one town to another. A car came around the corner. He was drunk. He hit him. Sent him 15 meters into the woods, broke a hip, broke his femur. He just drove away.
Yeah.
Right? His car was good enough to drive away. So, I mean, you can hit somebody pretty hard. His shoe. We found his shoe like 50 feet down the road. That's how hard he got hit. He didn't die. Came close to dying.
He was on foot, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Was she on? I guess I don't know. Was she in the car too?
I have no idea. No,
she might have
idea.
Been running, huh?
She might have been. I mean, for her to be running back after, maybe. But she ain't running today though. She's probably a little sore right now.
If she was running on foot, then I take it back.
I don't know. I don't. She could have been hit by a car, but I mean, if it was me now, I'd just take Cassius Ohno with me for my runs because he obviously needs it and he can kick somebody's ass. So.
It's fat. It's from there.
Brian Cage is going to defend his Impact World title against Michael Elgin, and Lars deletes his Twitter.
He's going to be on SmackDown this week. He has a interview on SmackDown.
Oh, yippee!
I don't know. Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. Racist piece of shit. And then they put him with like three Mexican guys too. It's like he just beats the shit out of Mexican dudes every week. It's a fucking joke. One of which is Grand Metalik, who's fucking
the greatest
one of the
Mexican
best luchadors
in wrestling.
Going.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, before we leave the news, do you want to touch on Sami Callihan and Jim Cornette?
I don't know, dude.
No, I mean we could. I don't know. We don't need to. We don't need to defy listeners that much.
It's just like let them fucking do their thing. I don't know. Now I kind of do. Just not to discuss it into the ground, but I am a hardcore supporter of LGBTQ plus. Anyone who knows me knows that. But I don't think Jim Cornette is homophobic. I think he's just old, and he doesn't know that that word is not acceptable anymore.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I think that's all it is, really. I mean, if you listen to that dude's show, which I do, he's a very liberal dude, you know? I don't
he's not one of those conservative fucks at all.
But also, that shit's kind of on last a little bit too, dude. Where are you at on that shit? Like, if I was producing that, I'd been like, hey, man,
that's not going to make it.
That's not a good word. I would say let's take that out, you know, that little chunk out. You know, so last kind of failed him on that, but it is Cornette. You know, Cornette stands by what he does, I guess. But I don't think it was a thing of malice. I just think like he doesn't know any better.
And you know? You could be right. You know, I'm a big fan of Jim Cornette, and I love what he does. I find him very entertaining. But like, I will say that as soon as he said it, I had a bad taste in my mouth from it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you knew as soon as I heard it, like, oh, you're going to eat shit for this.
I didn't so bother hard. Me, but I knew that, too. I was like, oh, he's going to eat shit on this, yeah.
Yeah, because it's one of those things today's day and age, you shouldn't say. You can't get away with it now. But, hey.
you can't when you've got that many enemies, you know, because I think that's a big thing to remind you, too, is like the first people who speak out the loudest and bring the most attention to it and start calling for him to get fired. And that's where I have a problem, man. I going after somebody like that, trying to get him fired for something they said somewhere else. That's just weak.
If anybody deserves it, it's Jim Cornette. Cause Jim Cornette's gone out trying to get everybody fired for wrestling dolls and wrestling everything and trying to make them never get fucking booked again. Jim Cornette deserves it. He does.
What is he trying to not get booked?
He's always bitching about how Kenny Omega shouldn't be in this wrestling business because he had a match with a kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like anybody that hires Kenny Omega is a fucking blah, blah, blah. Look, that's Jim Cornette trying to be Jim Cornette. If anybody's going to have it happen to them, Jim Cornette deserves it, honestly. Like,
you think he gives a fuck about getting fired from MLW?
Of course not. But you can't
go home happily and be like, whatever.
But Court Bauer can't keep a guy like that on his roster, though. He can't.
He can.
Well, he can.
He'll do it. He hasn't fired him yet.
No, he hasn't. But he also has probably a bunch of television taped in the can too.
They just taped last night. Was live last night. The Battle Riot show, I think. Fury Road.
Yeah, that was
Fury
before
Road.
WrestleMania. But at the same time, though, I know I wouldn't keep him. I wouldn't have somebody that's out there doing all these homophobic remarks on my television, but that's just me.
He didn't, though. He said one word.
One word is still one word. You know what I mean? Like, he called him, he called him a tranny.
That word. He said transvestite. Or did he say tranny as well?
I don't know.
I think he may have said both. But either way, dude, they've decided a derogatory term, but I mean, it's not a serious one, you know, level. I don't think
I get that, but I mean, at the same time, I'm not gay and I'm not, I'm just straight as fuck. So like, I can't really get it. You know what I mean? Like that word doesn't hurt me, but like, it all depends on what it does for the people that aren't us. So,
yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm as far as like a hetero male.
So, what's your pronoun? I'm a cis
hetero male. I feel like I'm pretty involved in that community and a well documented longtime supporter of that community.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm not like trying to discredit you or anything like that at all.
Sure. The unfortunate timing of it being like. A day before Pride Month started, which is on June 1st.
Yeah, I mean,
so
you got to know your surroundings, man. You got to know your surroundings. And Jim Cornette, buddy, you need to watch out.
I don't know if I clarified what I was talking about. Like, the first people to make the most noise, Joey Ryan, Luchasaurus, Sammy Callahan, all dudes who already have an axe to grind with him. You know, all people who are, of course, excited about a chance to finally fire back because this guy shit on them for all this time.
I mean, and why wouldn't they?
Of course, Joey Ryan's going to be like, try to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like Cornette. Which, you know, I'm not saying it's not fair, but it's fucking whack, kind of.
I mean, at the same time, you got to have somebody sticking up for him. Because if you don't, then it's just the wrestling business that you can just trump all over gay people and nobody will come help. You know, you got to. It's the world we live in now. You either change with it or you die the villain, essentially. So, what it is, if you're smart enough to change with it, you'll prosper. If not, then you'll just wither away and nobody's going to remember you. So,
yeah, well, we'll see. All I know is I'm looking forward to the experience this week.
Which,
because Callahan claims he spit in his face and then Cornette did nothing. So, I don't know.
What's Cornette going to do?
Yeah.
I see somebody say on Twitter that he should have just fucking hit him. It was like, why? So he can get fucking murdered? Like, fuck.
If he had a racket, I would have hit him.
He still wouldn't be able to do anything with a racket. Jimmy's an old man with fucked knees. Kick him in the knees, he's down. You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard.
I see that fucker spits in your face. You smash him in the head with the racket. By then, people are gonna break that up.
Oh, probably.
If you're in a situation where you know a fight's going to be broken up, you may as well fucking, you know, try to look like you're going to stand up for yourself. But also, he's like 60 years old, so yes. Fuck off, you know?
I mean,
I think if that happened, and if it's like indeed a shoot, which I'm sure it is, I highly doubt that dude worked out with him, hey, I'm going to spit in your face and we'll work on it. I mean, that's not going to happen. So, all these people who are like, yeah, fuck, hashtag fuck Jim Cornette, that's bullshit too, because you don't just go spitting in someone's face no matter what they say, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking not how you do shit either, so.
Yeah, I mean,
you're kind of a piece of shit if you spit in somebody's face because you disagree with something they said, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on your take on the situation, really, in my opinion.
Either way.
Like, I wouldn't spit in his face because I think it's a childish thing to do. That's a plane.
Holy shit. I was like, what's going on? I don't know. That's just my take on it. So.
Either way, nobody's wrong. Nobody's right in this situation. Everybody has degrees of being wrong. And everybody has a... Jesus. Am I going to die?
Is that unusual for planes to fly over your house like that?
It's not unusual for planes to fly over my house because I am fairly close to the airport, but it is unusual for me to be this low.
Fucking crazy.
But
anyway,
there is fires all around me. There's 27 fires in Alberta, so maybe they're leaving with some water.
There you go. We better finish the show before you get fucking burned up. So from there, let's move on to Mark Tank after a word from our sponsor.
Oh, no. I wasn't ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tag team extravaganza. Let the battle royale begin. Looks like Hawk is about to drop in on the fabulous ones. Uh-oh, the Baron's after the animal.
Boo!
The animal has other plans. Will you look at this? Rick Martel is throwing Steve Kern right out of the ring.
Steve Kern.
And the Hawk has Stan Lane all tied up, and he's mad.
The Battle Royale place that comes complete with six figures, referee, and official wrestling ring from Rem.
The Hawk is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. The Hawk is a guy that believes.
Mark Tank, where we read Mark's comments from social media as they are typed for our entertainment. You're in a fucking airport today, man. I've got a mixed bag on this. I've got some Dolph Ziggler shit from Raw or SmackDown. I don't fucking know what show.
What? Where can you believe that? From? I know.
You believe it's that retarded. Shit, Dolph Ziggler, man.
Can you? I've got some stuff there. Before we get into Mark Tank, you want to update on the planes?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's fighter jets.
Oh, yeah.
With like loaded fighter jets with like missiles and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
That's fun. Cool. I'm assuming they're just fueling up or something. I don't know. There's also a stampede or a rodeo going on, so I don't know if they're going to fly over the rodeo or whatever, but that's what it was. They were landing very low and loud.
There you go. Let's see. So, Jake Troyer, this was totally uncalled for and unacceptable action by Dolph Ziggler.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Larry Lionheart Ainsley says, make Ziggler a Paul Heyman guy. Build a new faction for both brands.
There you go. That's all we need now. WWE create more factions that they can't use and they're no good at.
Lessa Williams says, Dolph needs fired and Lacey Evans sucks.
Well, I mean, there's nothing.
That's funny.
There's nothing wrong that she said.
You know, actually,
wow,
that's. I thought that was a Mark tank, but you know, they actually are 100% right. I'm sorry.
Your spelling sucks, but your idea is correct.
Selena Vavosa says, I am so sorry, but that is entertainment. That was BS. There is entertainment, but that was crossing the line.
You mean to tell me that you haven't thought WWE was BS for years? And this is when you finally get it?
Can you imagine it's just like Ziggler returns and is inserted into a title feud? Holy shit, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wonder why they're fucking... Everything's in the dumper. Marendra Bora says, Zinger also deserved to champ. He is equally talented, like Kofi.
Well, I mean, I would put them both on the same level. Just Kofi lucked out and got the crowd behind him for a bit. So, I mean,
do you guys have zingers up there?
Zingers like the wings?
No, like a baked good, like a fucking pastry thing.
We might call it something different. What's inside of this baked good?
Zingers. I think zingers are just like they're like Twinkies, but there's like a chocolate one, and there's like a red one that has coconut on it and shit.
Like we've got stuff like that, but like the red one with the coconut and stuff is I think it's called like a passion log or something like that.
Holy shit,
a zinger is a breaded hot wing.
Dude, holy shit, man. To go back to the weed of the week, it's talking about like, oh, for people who are problems eating and shit. Here we are in the second hour of the show, and I'm like, fucking do zingers, man. The red one with coconut on. Somewhere Lance Levine, the founder of the Tournament of Junk, is just like, I hear you, brother.
Man, like, you guys have other worlds of junk food down there. Like, it's unreal. Dude, like,
it's the junk food capital of the world.
It has to be because, like, when I think of, like, Canada and the United States, in my opinion, I see two countries that are very similar in their culture and what they consume. Because, like, you take what you guys eat, we eat up here, too. You know, it's kind of the same thing. But at the same time, like, I go on Facebook and I see this junk food tournament and I can't vote.
Yeah.
Like, Lance is always like, Tyler, you got to vote. And it's like, I don't know what any of this fucking stuff is. Like, how do I vote? Like a red velvet Oreo. I only know golden and fucking brown Oreos. That's it.
Dude, they've released like 100 different flavors of Oreos. Yeah, like, I've never even tried him.
Like, we'll get a couple every now and then. Like, Valentine's Day, we might get a cinnamon heart Oreo or some bullshit like that. But like a birthday cake Oreo. But, you know, like, we don't get most of the junk food you guys get, and I'm really jealous.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise, right? Yeah, we're like the fattest nation in the
country. Yeah, I mean,
we have the best snack foods. I think that's why Burbs wants to visit America. Is just like so he can come here and eat food. He's like, when he talks about coming here, it's not like, oh, I want to go see like the Grand Canyon or like, it's just like, oh man, like I've heard about these buffets you guys have.
Well, like when I went to California, the most exciting thing I had was going to have In-N-Out Burger. I was so excited for In-N-Out Burger, man.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh, I want to go to the one-off Radford.
One-off Radford?
That's the one they... Yeah, that's the one they reference in Big Lebowski.
Oh.
They go to the In-N-Out Burger off Radford. So that's the one I want to fucking go to.
Fantastic.
On a rag. That's a deep cut Lebowski shit right there.
It is. It is.
Autorag Mennon says, I didn't know I Am Jericho, that's his Twitter, would be a backstabber. Forgets who made him and what he is at the moment. Loyalty pays. Royalty just survives. That's like an instance. Like, there's people who are mad. They're mad when people leave WWE.
Oh, man. Like, it's... Wrestling these days, and a lot of wrestling fans, they really should go and watch older wrestling. And what made the Attitude Era so cool was that people were jumping all the time. And, like, you didn't know who was going to pop up where. It's, man, like, these people just grew up with there's only WWE, and now that there's more than WWE, they're so confused because they've eaten up all this WWE rhetoric, and they believe that sports entertainment's a real thing and that wrestling is different. Like, who was that fucking Nimrod that you were talking to on Twitter that tried to tell you that sports entertainment's a derivative of, like, what? Like,
I'm
that
ready
guy.
For him here, yeah.
Oh, he's Cody next? Is that Collier. Far across? Oh, yeah, that's the guy with his eyes are trying to run away from each other, right?
I'm not going to insult a man. This is on... I actually had a pretty successful tweet this week. It was just like their thing was like, oh, sports entertainment enthusiasts. I just quote tweeted and said, like, you know, go fuck yourself or something. Ended up getting like 400 fucking likes and something, tons of retweets. But a few people came out of their way to fucking argue with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how
of
do
course.
You do that? How do you argue something like when like 400 people liked it and you're just like one dude and you're like, well, actually. Anyway, he says, why? They mean the same thing. Wrestling is a form of sports entertainment, so therefore the term fits.
Wrestling is a form of sports entertainment. Man, like that. Like, okay, sorry, Jim. Sorry, but like this might get played twice this week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
That's all we needed to hear because that was the stupidest fucking thing I'd ever heard. It really was. Like, wrestling is a sports... Like, sports entertainment... You could get away with saying sports entertainment is a derivative of wrestling. You can't get away with saying wrestling is the derivative of sports entertainment. That makes no sense.
Yeah. I don't know what else I was going to say about that. Yeah, it's just fucking dumb. So, yeah, here's one. Here's a... It was just a random response to my tweet. I just thought this exchange was funny. It's not really... I mean, it's Mark Tang. I was watching, I was watching something on the network. One of those shows where they, like, go back and they look at WCW and they're like, look at all the dumb these motherfuckers are. So I tweeted, cracks me up watching all these WWE Network shows where they laugh at WCW and ridicule the Death Days as if it's not on par with the stupidity and terribleness of their current product. And then this dude responds, I like AEW, but not competition yet. I'm like, I'm like, who said anything about AEW? To which he responds, you know that's what you meant. Literally didn't mention it at all, dude. That's Twitter, right?
That is Twitter. And it's Twitter. It's going to be Twitter for a long time now. This is.
I understand hating AEW people. You know, and people are like, oh, fucking AEW. And I was like, dude, there's a lot of dumb motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
On both sides.
And there's nothing wrong with you. If AEW is not your cup of tea, so be it, man. Like, continue watching WWE. Continue watching MLW.
Tell it to this guy, Sean Martin. So sick and tired of these AEW comments. DON sucked. And if you were a true and real wrestling fan, you would understand. We don't need your petty negativity and false worship of a product that won't last a year. WWE has been around for years. Impact, ROH, New Japan haven't put them out, so AEW isn't going to do it. Go away and watch those crappy Monday night shows if you don't like the product.
Oh, I remember commenting on this on Facebook because it was on the SCL group. And like I was so stoned that I thought he was saying that like everything's only wrestling is on Monday nights. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But like at the same time, this guy, I mean, if you think Double or Nothing sucked, that's your opinion. I think you're wrong, but I mean, whatever.
There you go. Dave Beatty says about AEW, Double or Nothing. Wasn't worth the hype and definitely not worth the money. I've been a wrestling fan for 40-plus years, and that was one of the top five worst pay-per-view I ever saw.
Oh, this guy must be drinking some of that Kool-Aid.
Did you watch WWE CW December to December?
It got more buys.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. We're on like episode 20-something of pay-per-view take two.
All those shows are worse than this one.
All of them. Shows are a million times worse.
Yeah.
Dave Beatty, you may go fuck yourself in the ass with a frozen vomit fuck stick, sir.
Dave Beatty, take those beady eyes and go look somewhere else, you son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ. So let's see here. Jason Duncan, son. He's calling somebody son. I'm a fan of wrestling.
Son?
I don't know. Son! He's a fan of wrestling. Wrestling's all capitalized. What I saw tonight was a lackluster New Japan formula with an impact budget.
Oh, wow. That's
Bill Young. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks could have taken a shit in the ring for 4 hours, and these marks would have still gave it a thumbs up. Other than Cody or Dustin, which was great, this show was a boring indie spot fest, as expected.
I mean, if that's what you think, man, that's what you think.
Oh, also, this is just, I'm looking through my pictures here. I saw this. I forgot to mention. Adam Cole's the first Triple Crown champion in NXT.
He is. Yes. Yes.
Forgot to mention that. If you saw, you did see, we got picked up on some dirt sheet this week. I forget which one it was.
From our conversation with Mike Bennett.
Yeah, some shitty fucking internet dirt sheet. And, in the article, all the tweets quote, it was me, Jared, and Klondike Bill. It's like a fucking SEO like all-star group.
Now, I just needed, I wish I got it on that so we could have had the fourth one there, but I mean, whatever.
In the end, he ended up agreeing with me.
In the end, I think what we've realized is we need to get him on the show there when he gets fired.
I wasn't being a dick.
No, you weren't. You know? You weren't. I liked the exchange. It was a smart exchange from you, and it was a smart exchange from him. It made me just sympathize with Mike Bennett a lot more because he knows.
He's begging people
to watch.
Begging people to watch.
Yeah.
Please watch. Please watch 205. And I was like, if WWE doesn't care about it, then why should fans? You know, he ended up agreeing with me in the end, but a chick responded, Christina. Christina VR 89.
Well, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. She's on the VR craze, so her opinion doesn't matter.
Yo, you should shut the fuck up. All Ray, the cruiserweight division deserves the same motherfucking respect than the rest of the roster. People like you doesn't deserve the 205 Live brand, period.
Well, see, they deserve the. She says that they deserve the exact same amount of respect, but you're giving them the exact same amount of respect. You're not watching Raw, you're not watching 205, so it's the exact same amount of respect. So, yeah.
Hemanth Kumar. Why are you naming your twice on Facebook? Tyler Fudge.
Do I really?
He's. Hemanth Kumar says, "Why Vince?"
I thought you were saying that I had my name twice on Facebook.
No. This person does. They say, "Why Vince always licking Brock?"
What?
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah. Very weird.
Did he say, "Why is Vince always licking Brock?"
Yeah. Why is Vince always licking Brock?
Maybe he meant to say liking. Picking?
I don't know. After
Licking
Money in the
great.
Bank, Darren Zankin says, the entire roster should leave after this horrible card. Build up the men's ladder match only for Brock to win it.
I mean, it is pretty... It makes no sense, really. Why could Brock just come down and grab it?
Fucking terrible. But no less. This week's winner is so fucked up, I'm going to have to like really focus on reading this properly. Charlie Vargas. I'll post this one up on the Twitter for the winner. Dolph, you are not a man. Wet, you hit son Barty. wet day, not looking you litter pussy, you piss shay.
Put that cigarette out.
Oh, wrong one.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yes.
Dolph, you are not a man. Wet you hit, son. Barty, wet day, not looking you. Litter, pussy, you piss, shushay. Got a Wolverine as his picture on Facebook.
This guy. Like a legit Wolverine or X-Men Wolverine?
Well, like X-Men Wolverine.
Okay.
Like the, from the movie.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh. So he likes shit movies, eh? Fair enough.
Evidently. What's coming up on the Federation?
Jesus Christ, what is coming up on the Fed?
You just recorded.
I've recorded a lot this week. We've got Fall Brawl just released. Then we have as well Raw Championship Friday. We'll be coming out for Patreon fuckers on Monday. Then we have, which is basically chronicalizing the WWE bringing back Diesel, Fake Diesel and Razor Ramon. So if you want to listen to that, you're going to pay for that, cocksucker. So yeah, fuck you. And I did some audio with my buddy Rob, who was at Double or Nothing Live. We basically concocted a way to go to All Out together. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it might. I don't know.
There you go.
But other than that, our next episode will be Mind Games, which we've recorded, which features Mankind and Shawn Michaels in a fantastic main event. The rest of the card sucks, but... Mm. Man.
There you go. On the pay-per-view Take-Two side of things, Jared and I will be recording the next episode tomorrow.
Whoop.
TNA Victory Road 2009.
It's going to be a hell of an episode. That's for sure. Guess what show is better than Victory Road 2009? Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
This guy obviously has not watched much wrestling in his life.
Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
Dude, Kevin Nash beating AJ Styles clean in 2009. You got it, buddy.
Yep.
He's all here. I want to give a shout out to our friends at THT Wrestling Podcast, live every Wednesday on Mixlr, also on Wednesday, Get in the Corner. Although I saw Get Out of the Corner now. So episode one of Get Out of the Corner.
And
I
was like,
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if things have changed over there, but yuck nasty, dog a baby. Shout-outs to Nuclear Heat Graphics. Check them out for all kinds of pro wrestling horror artwork. I believe it's nuclearheat.com.
He's got a great GCW thing that he released. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. You can get that as well, so... He does all the flyers, a lot of the flyers for them, I believe.
Really? Good on him, man. Yeah,
he was at their show on Saturday.
Oh, Double or Nothing?
No, the
GCW
show last night.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of which, they announced Bloodsport 2 in September.
Oh, really? In September?
Yeah.
Weird. Good. So, I'm excited to see more Bloodsport.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to the Strap, Sat Pod shooting the shiznit, Inhuman Experience, Wrestling's High Marks, Talking Reckless.
Yeah.
From Awesome Mike Beginning, Comedy Suplex.
I was talking to Bobby Anthem the other day, and I didn't even know it until later. I'm not going to tell you where, but I was talking to him, and I was very excited.
I texted him here and there.
Yeah. I found him somewhere. I'm not going to say where. I found him somewhere. And just by happenstance, told him I loved him.
There you go. Shout out to a boy. Bobby Anthem. I don't know. Is there anything else? WWE Blood Money? Do you give a shit about this?
No. There's only one match on there that can be even construed as a good match, and that's the Balor match. I can't remember who was in that match with him. So, whatever.
Let me go through this card a little bit.
Jesus.
Triple H and Randy Orton. Have you seen? I'm sure you haven't. They've been playing these promos for this thing that are so long, dude.
Hey, Jim, let me tell you exactly what I think about this, okay?
Piss in your face. Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to know. That match is going to be abysmal.
It's just like, dude, this promo video is so, like, it's just disgusting Triple H bullshit, you know? You know, he also had his road to WrestleMania was on last night after NXT.
I heard about that. I got no interest in watching it.
When we get a bunch of people watching the network, especially Smark fans, then put a fucking piece about me and how fucking cool of a dude I am. Fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, it's coming after a TakeOver where everybody loves Triple H on TakeOver. He's everybody's favorite.
But I'm just saying, it's like, it's fucking propaganda.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he can go, oh, look how much more ratings mine had, because people are already on the network versus putting it after Raw or putting it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whole bullshit with that fucking guy. All fucking bullshit. 50-man battle royal. How does this work? If all 50 people are going to start in the ring at once?
This is my take on it. It's going to be like a Royal Rumble. They just wanted to be able to say it's the biggest battle royal ever.
They already did I liked the 50-man Royal Rumble. No,
they can't say that they're going to have the biggest Royal Rumble ever right now, because 50 is 50, and 50 doesn't beat 50. But if they call it a battle royal, then it's the largest battle royal in WWE history.
Have you heard that they have, that every time they say this show, first off, it's in Jeddah.
Yes.
I don't know where Jeddah is.
I don't either. Right?
but the tag on this is, will be as good or exceed WrestleMania.
It won't. But,
well, no, but I'm saying, like, they've been forced to put that tag on there by these people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, again, I'm just saying, like, 45 million a year. I watched this, like, mini doc this dude did on YouTube. It's like 25 minutes. And it really breaks down the shit. I wish I had the name of it, my bad, but there was this women's wrestling company that was shitting all over it, man.
Pro Wrestling Eve.
Pro Wrestling Eve. I don't know where they are, but they are bad motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. They're like, yeah, during WWE Blood Money, we'll be having a, you know, counter running a women's show.
Yeah. I mean, good for them. And, good for them, man.
Shots fired. Oh, that was cool. Will be as good or exceed WrestleMania. Holy shit. Yeah. That's like their big show of the year.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
It's weird.
Goldberg versus Undertaker. This week, too, they're really going to try to pop a rating. I got Undertaker's on Raw, Goldberg's on SmackDown, and it's just, and I'm sure it will. That's the thing. Who's like, oh, fuck, I got to watch Raw this week, dude? I know I haven't been, but I have to watch Raw so I can watch Undertaker walk down and say a couple sentences. I don't get it, dude. Balor and Andrade for the IC. Yes. That should be pretty good.
That's the only match that I'm going to probably see. You know what I mean? I'll skim through to find that match, and then that's about it.
I'll watch Goldberg Undertaker just to see how fucking bad it is.
I didn't even want to see that match in 98, let alone now.
Yeah, that's never our time. Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley, man.
Good
Reigns
holy
versus Shane McMahon.
Gross.
Kofi versus Ziggler.
Fuck that.
Rollins is defending against Baron Corbin.
Fuck that to the nth degree.
And Lars Sullivan is going to beat up three.
Yeah, let's Mexican just guys. Play up Twitter. Yeah, let's just do real life storylines where the bigot beats the shit out of the minorities. There you go.
Yeah. Man, that's not good. It's not good shit.
Nope.
If Rollins is the champion.
By then.
Because I'm surprised there's no Lesnar on this show or what?
I guess. I don't know if they're going to shoot an angle on Monday. But I mean,
did you see the video that Steph put out?
Oh, how, like, they're mad that he didn't say who he's going to. Like, that's the whole point of the Money in the Bank, is you don't tell anybody who you're going to. You know what I mean? Like, why is this such a bad thing? Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. This company is just looking for any reason to get any kind of heat. And, like, they can't even do that no more, apparently. Because that was the only good thing they could do, was heat.
They teased him cashing in the third hour to try to get ratings out of it for 2 weeks. And, of course, they didn't do it. So now, like, this week they're saying he is cashing it in. He has to cash it in against, I guess, either of them.
He's not going to.
I don't know. It's, I mean,
he's not going to, because this company's full of false promises. There's no goodwill.
Dude, if they do...
if they do that, that's going to be like, I imagine the last people holding on are going to be pissed about it. Who knows?
No, man, they'll be like, oh, it's a good storyline. It's making me hate Brock. It's like, okay, here we go.
Just, dude, stop watching this show. If you're on the fence about it, and I see people, it's hard to, even though you hate it and it's awful, it's hard to pry away from. But dude, I'm telling you, just do it. Try it 1 week. Try it tomorrow. Well, Monday, I guess, whatever fucking day it is. Try it, and then just go to UpRocks. UpRocks, just Google UpRocks, two X's, raw results. And it is a no bullshit. You can read it in a minute. It's a break. It's everything that happened, and you'll feel so much better. Just go do something else with those 3 hours, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Especially if you watch live. If you DVR, like, fast forward through it, I mean, whatever, I guess, but... There's people who watch it live every week just out of habit. It's like, go do something else, man.
Yeah, and I don't even understand the whole, I don't know what to do myself when they're watching WWE. I've never been like that myself. I've always been able to drop WWE like a bad girlfriend. I've done it many times in my life.
I stopped watching it. Well, I never watched it live, I guess, but I used to DVR it and shit, and like, I don't even fuck with it. It's so great.
Yeah,
it feels so good.
It is. I have, like, it took me about a month because, like, there was, like, when I stopped watching the WWE, I was done with wrestling, basically. I just didn't want to watch it no more. I'm sick of it. Like, I was even thinking to the point where, like, this show has ruined me on wrestling because I had to watch WWE. Because I would hate it. I would just,
you never,
like,
had to, though.
No, I know that.
From day one,
I know that.
You never had to.
I know that, but just to be a good co-host, I wanted to, because I wanted to be able to give my input. But once I stopped and I got to watch more of what I wanted to watch, man, like, it's rejuvenated me for wrestling. And now that, like, the whole AEW thing just made me long for another weekly wrestling show. So...
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is never, like, have to watch that shit. Fuck it. Oh, it's no. Raw this week, too. Speaking of, just kind of, it was like, what are they going to do to respond to AEW? And it was over an hour before they put the first match in the ring.
Yeah, they're not even trying. And, like, it's going to, I hope it bites them in the ass, because they need to be trying. Because right now, they need to fix their problems before AEW gets too much steam. Because, like, if you think about it, they've got 98,000 buys on pay-per-view. That's people that are willing to buy this pay-per-view at almost $60 a pop. And you know, that's a small portion of the audience. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, that's a lot bigger of a number than we thought. And it kind of changes the amount of people that they're probably going to get for weekly viewership on TNT. I think you give AEW a year, year and a half, they're probably pulling in bigger numbers than WWE are.
Wow.
I think they only need 2 million viewers, Jim. That's it. Impact got 1 million consistently every week.
Yeah, that was,
every week on Spike, on paid cable. Like, to me, they're easily going to get 2 million on TNT. I think they're not going to get it right away, but, like, within a year, I think they're going to have 2 million viewers. Now, WWE might have more than 2 million once they go to Fox. It might be a completely different beast. But the numbers that Raw's doing on USA, I see them at least equaling in a year. Easily.
I don't think the only thing that they're going to pay attention to, the only way that you have any power to influence Raw or WWE, I guess, is by not watching. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't watch, the ratings go even farther down, or, you know, I'm not saying... cancel your network, because I'm not canceling mine, because I like watching God, old no. shit.
God no, like, that there's... network for $9.99 is the greatest deal in wrestling, right? It's yeah. such a great deal that it's jaded us towards anything higher than $9.99 for a show.
Dude, I fucking, this is like few things I love. I get in the recliner, kick the recliner back, rock down a little bit of indica, throw in a WCW Saturday Night, and fall asleep before the first match is over. Just
Jim,
big naps while Saturday Night plays.
Me and Travis were having this discussion. Was Saturday Night ever an hour? Like,
I heard you guys having that debate.
Yeah, was it ever an hour, like, when 98, 99 came around, when they were in the studio?
Saturday Night was always in the studio, wasn't it?
No, because they, I remember back in the early 90s, it was just a traveling show. Not like, it might have been a studio, mm-hmm. but it was a different studio. I'm talking about, like, the robotic doors. I'm talking about? Like as a kid, I feel that was an hour, but Travis keeps on telling me Saturday night was always 2 hours, and it blows my mind.
I'm not sure. I think the ones I just watched were like an hour and a half long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're older ones too. And they're like 92, 94.
Yeah.
Cause they haven't put any of that other shit on there.
No.
Saturday night was like my jam, man. When I used to hang out with my grandfather, like you watch that fuck every Saturday. We watched Saturday night.
I used to always turn it on. I never finished it, but like I would always turn it on. It's like Thunder. Thunder used to always come on at 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday nights. And I would record it and watch it Saturday mornings every time.
Yeah. I'm a wrestling fan because of my grandfather. Like, I hung out with them a lot instead of my parents. I was always kind of with my grandparents, and he watched wrestling, so I watched wrestling. And
yeah.
I'm like fucking childhood. I don't remember not watching wrestling.
Not to go back to AEW, but did you hear where they're... I suppose it wouldn't mean roll of beans to you, but Canadian listeners... I love that phrase. You're just picking up on it now. I love it. I've been saying it for years. I mean, it's like a roll of beans. It's like a roll of quarters, only it's worth less. So it doesn't mean a roll of beans. You know what I mean? So it's worthless essentially. But when I was reading up on possible TV deals with AEW, and the one in Canada that they're looking at is TSN. And TSN is essentially the equivalent of ESPN in Canada. Yep. WWE is on Sportsnet 360, which is the lowest level Sportsnet channel. It's like Sportsnet 6. And TSN is the creme de la creme of sports in Canada, in my opinion. It's always been. Sportsnet has like bigger hockey products, but the fact that they're on TSN, they'd have a bigger... dent in the Canadian market than WWE would.
Yeah, that's the thing that's crazy too, is like their TV deal in the UK crushes WWE.
The only one that they're better in is the US.
The US is, you know, I mean, it's equal, dude. TNT and USA are about fucking neck and neck as far as I understand.
But now is TNT and Fox neck and neck though? You know, I doubt it.
Well, no. But we'll see how that goes, dude.
They're probably not going to be on Fox for more than a couple months. They're going to be on Fox Sports. You know where they are. They are. Guaranteed.
Wow. With how much they're paying to put them on Fox Sports?
Dude, they got rid of... What was it? They got rid of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on one night because it wasn't pulling in enough ratings. It's doing like a 5 million rating or something. They're not going to keep SmackDown on that network if they pull the numbers they do.
I heard something about... that in that like they had lost whatever show they did there, and they brought in that Tim Allen show that got canceled.
Yeah. Last Man Standing.
Yeah. Anyway, and that does like fucking 4 million, 5 million or something. I heard.
Yeah, so like it's not like this WWE number, dude. Like they might. I think Fox is already kicking themselves for it. Honestly.
Yeah, they did it at a time that was. It's like they didn't know what we all knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we all worked for Fox, we wouldn't have signed that fucking deal.
Oh, man.
Because we're sitting here like, oh, man, they're trending down. Their shit's going down. Yeah. We'll see, man. It'll be interesting.
I want it all to work out. I want WWE to do great numbers on Fox because I want to see WWE do good. I want to go back to a time where I feel more inclined to watch weekly WWE product. But I don't see that happening anytime in the near future, and I'll gladly give AEW my viewership or MLW or ROH.
I have a hard time wanting people like Stephanie McMahon and Paul Levesque to be successful. Like, yeah. I don't like them as people. I hate them.
I get you. I get you.
So I kind of like want bad things to happen to them, but not bad things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I would love to see it go to Fox and just, like, go, just be shitty. It'd be fucking hilarious.
It would be fun. It would be great. It would be a great market.
They're not
going to
go out
sure.
of business, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, they got enough money.
Impossible.
They're not going out of business. So,
no, that's not
see them,
happen.
Like, get kicked off or go to FSN or something. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would. Can you imagine if they ended up going to FSN, the place where Impact got its fucking debut? Can you imagine? Like, that would be so poetic.
Yeah. And going back to Raw, it wasn't like they just didn't try with this Raw. It wasn't just like, well, we'll just do a regular sort of Raw. It was like they doubled down on all the shit people hate. Like they, this felt like one of the worst ones I've ever seen. I didn't watch.
I didn't watch even clips. Entertain myself. I didn't even watch clips. Didn't even. I've seen Brock Lesnar dance, and I was like, cool. I bet you that would have been my highlight of this show.
That's what they're doing with Brock Lesnar, man. Pay him all this money to be this badass, legit fucking dude, and then he just comes out and dances to a techno song with a boombox, Money in the Bank.
Mind you, I do find it very humorous, the fact that you got, like, super shooter Brock Lesnar just trying to rub it in everybody's faces. Like, I stole this Money in the Bank. Look at me dance. I don't give a fuck about you in the ring. Really? Because it's like, hey, Kofi, I've beaten bigger people. He single-handedly beat all the members of the New Day in Japan one time. We're supposed to think that he's afraid of Kofi Kingston? No. No. He's going to wear that boombox, and he's going to be the biggest jerk because he knows he can beat Kofi Kingston in a second.
Yeah. The Usos had a block party, and it's like a tarped off area backstage where, like, all the jobbers and extras and shit, they're playing cornhole. And the Revival cheated to beat them in cornhole, too.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
At least the Revival went over once in a long time.
Ricochet and Cesaro had a great match, actually. Really good match. I watched that, but the rest of the shit, I just said this was a number one contender match. Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Miz, and Lashley. Like, that's where they are these days. Holy fuck. There's only four matches on the show, and then Rollins defeated Sami Zayn. Yeah. After he said AEW on the electric chair segment. How many weeks do you think this goes?
I give it
one more this week, and then that's it.
Three in total. That's what I want to say.
You think that's because they saw, like,
the throne?
No, the Bucks and shit doing that before the AEW show, doing the questions, you know.
The mailbag? Well, I mean,
like where they did it in front of the crowd, where they were taking questions from the crowd.
Oh, I didn't even see that myself, honestly.
Well, the Bucks and Cody? The one where, like, Cody was talking shit, making jokes about Bayley and shitting on WWE.
Oh, you mean the panel? I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they see those panels and they got the idea for this.
I don't know. I have no idea. WWE has done their own panels in the past. I don't know.
But they edited that off the YouTube channel. So.
Well, yeah, because apparently it was okayed at the beginning of the day, and then Vince kiboshed it, and nobody told Sammy.
Why? How are things like that's so typical of them, right? Where shit's okay, and then it changes halfway through.
Yeah,
tears up the scripts and shit all the time.
Yeah, so apparently that's how it worked. So fuck that.
Just fucking bad. Yeah. Like, it's not even like the usual. It's like less than caring. It's like, you think we're gonna do something to care? Fuck you. It's dog shit. Fuck that show.
Fuck that show. Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing else.
I mean, we started our intro about 30 minutes ago, or our outro. We started our outro about 30 minutes ago.
It wasn't really the outro. It was just a spot to get the plugs, some of the plugs in there.
That's fair. But no, WWE sucks. WWE sucks all the way.
So I guess in conclusion, stop watching. Bring their ratings down. Tell them that you say fuck them. New Japan has two good shows coming up this week. Well, let's see here. What is today? Today's the 2nd, so we probably won't get the Dominion before we record again, but next time we record, we talk about the Super Junior final.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Moxley in Japan. What the fuck?
Time's up, bitches.
And I'm sure we'll be back to talk about how bad Goldberg Undertaker was. And
yeah, you can tell me about that.
I'm going to watch that.
You can tell me about that. That's for sure.
There you go. Do you have anything else to add before we depart?
No. I got to pee again, though. I've been drinking so much water. Whew.
There you go. We'll be back next week. As always, we thank you very much for listening to the show, supporting it, buying the shirts, donating all them shits. We'll be back next week.
Send all your shits to me.
All them shits. Yeah. And may you get all the dick or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.